And the reading is from the first reading of the Mass, which is from 1 Kings, chapter 19. And it's the part of the story of Elijah on the run from Queen Jezebel. And he went and spent the night on Mount Horeb. And then he was told, "Go out and stand on the mountain before Yahweh." At that moment, Yahweh was going by. A mighty hurricane split the mountains and shattered the rocks before Yahweh. But Yahweh was not in the hurricane. And after the hurricane, an earthquake. But Yahweh was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, fire. But Yahweh was not in the fire. And after the fire, a light murmuring sound. And when Elijah heard this, he covered his face with his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And then a voice came to him. St. Ambrose, in his famous sermon on prayer, reminds us that the first quality we must have if we are to be good prayers is the ability, the facility to be good listeners. And he reminds us that the first command of God to the people of Israel was not say or do, but hear, O Israel. H-E-A-R. Listen, O Israel. And we need to remember this need for prayer in quiet. We say a lot of prayers, but do we really listen to God? And listening to God isn't just we wander into the church or somewhere and we say, "Well, God, here I am. If you've anything to say, now is your chance," and we just sit there for a little bit. First of all, we have to welcome God. We have to show a desire that God will come and speak to us, a hospitality to God. Some people will say the holy name gently and regularly. I find myself, it is good to start a decade of the rosary and say it very, very slowly. It doesn't matter whether you finish it or not. And then I have no doubt, in that silence, the Lord speaks. Not always, but indeed the Lord speaks to us. St. John of the Cross reminds us, or tells us, that if we do go to the Lord in that prayer of quiet, it can be very painful. And I think we all discover that. Because it is in that quiet that the Lord speaks to us at the depths of our being. Very often the Lord will raise matters that we have either denied or wanted to forget. And we have to face these. And if we are sincere and we trust in the Lord, then in the very weakness of that silence, we will find the strength that Paul speaks about. And while it will be uncomfortable and painful at times, it will also give us great tranquility and great serenity and great peace. O blessed Jesus, give me stillness of soul in thee. Let thy mighty calmness reign in me. Rule me, O thou King of gentleness, King of peace. Give me control, great power of self-control. Control over my thoughts, words, actions. From all irritability, want of meekness, want of mildness, dear Lord, deliver me. By thine own patience, give me patience and stillness of soul in thee. Make me in this and in all more and more like unto you. Amen.